We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ella and Hannah with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, expansions to Jack's Law have permanently come into effect over the weekend, giving police expanded search powers in the name of public safety. The law, named in memoriam of 17-year-old knife crime victim Jack Beasley, gives Queensland Police the right to search people for weapons in any public place where knife crime may be considered at risk. In a media statement, Police Minister Dan Purdy has said, "This is about giving police the tools they need to detect and deter knife crime and prevent more families from living through the heartbreak the Beasleys have endured." So far, Jack's Law has led to nearly 6,000 charges being laid, despite only 1,190 weapons being found. The Christopher government has unveiled the name of Queensland's new $184 million theatre in the Queensland Performing Arts Centre, the Glasshouse Theatre, in recognition of its glass facade. Minister for the Arts, John Paul Lambrook, revealed 43% of the 5,000 responses submitted into the state's four-week-long public naming poll supported the theatre's name. When the Glasshouse Theatre opens next year, it'll make QPAC the largest performing arts centre in Australia under one roof, Minister Lambrook said. This will enable more locals and visitors to the state to experience world premieres, national exclusives, and outstanding work from the state's leading arts companies, he said. In national news, the sole survivor of the mushroom murders, Pastor Ian Wilkinson, has returned to work at Kurumba Baptist Church last Sunday. This is the first time Wilkinson has led a service since Aaron Patterson has been found guilty of a triple murder 2 weeks ago, with Wilkinson's wife Heather being one of the victims. Wilkinson was met with applause upon his arrival and read to the congregation, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil."
Australians with post-transplant cytomegalovirus, breast, bile and urothelial cancer now have access to new and expanded cheap medicines under the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. Medications like Livdensity, Kisqali, Tibsovo and Opdivo will benefit thousands of Australians and keep their money in their pockets. However, the PBS has come under international scrutiny after American pharmaceutical companies recommended the Trump administration to place tariffs on the scheme. Gaza's health minister has reported that in the past 24 hours, 18 Palestinians have died due to starvation. The UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has said children are amongst the many civilians dying of hunger before aid can reach them. The UN's Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees have claimed that enough food to feed the entire population of the Strip for 3 months is being held from delivery at the border by Israel. For your weather today, Brisbane is bright and sunny. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Take in a fraction of special fresh spark to enhance the star.